Y'all ready for today? How many of y'all went to the Oktoberfest? Don't you raise your hand. No, it's fine. Now, every year I try to get one big old turkey leg. I like to feel like I'm a king, and just I didn't get it this year because I had to get out my truck. So I just went through the drive-thru. Where's Kyle at? He should have got that turkey leg for me, man. Did you see me there? Did you see me in line? Carter and Kyle, they could have got my turkey leg. They didn't want to do it. Doggone it. Maybe next year. Title of my message today is Be Blessing, Blessed to Be a Blessing. It's just going to be blessed, but it's blessed to be a blessing. How many of you know that it's good to be a blessing to others? God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And I don't want to equate the spiritual blessing is far more important than a material blessing. Okay? But he has blessed us with material things as well. That's part of the blessing. If you have your Bibles, open up to Proverbs 10, 22. Message title goes here. Now, that's not my message. That's not what it is. It says, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God's intent for mankind here on earth is to be blessed. Well, God doesn't bless you. No, God's intent. He blessed Adam. He says, be blessed and be fruitful and multiply. God blessed them. He's been doing it from the beginning all the way up until this point, and even so afterwards. He wants you blessed. He wants you living a blessed life. Now, does that mean that we're going to not have sorrow in our life and troubles and trials? No, that doesn't mean it. I'm just going to be focused more on the blessing. I'm going to be more focused on Jesus. I'm going to be more focused on what he has for me rather than on the problems, right? You know, what's the opposite of the blessing? Curse. So if you're not wanting the blessing in your life, then you're accepting a curse in your life. And we're going to go through a little of them. You don't want the curse on your life. That's not good. It is not good at all. You do not want to be a part of that curse. He has blessed you. He wants his children to live in the blessing. If he didn't, he wouldn't have put it in his word. Right? God wants you blessed. Everybody say, God wants me blessed. Say that God has already blessed me. There you go. The world says more money, more problems. Back in the day when we used to kind of hang out with friends, living an unsaved life, there used to be a song called More Money, More Problems. The more money you get, the more problems you're going to have. But see, God, when he makes you rich, he adds no sorrow to it. So that's part of what God does. He's not going to add any kind of sorrow to your life whatsoever when it comes through him. Jesus has left this world for the church for us to run. He's given us dominion. He took back what Satan had stolen in the beginning, and he took it back and he gave all of that to us. But see, the thing is, sometimes he wants to steal that back or keep that from operating in our lives. You can't let him. You can't let Satan steal your joy. You can't let Satan steal your peace. You can't let Satan steal your love that you may have for other people. You can't let Satan steal anything that you have. God says he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. You can't. He's not trying to allow Satan. Well, what about Job? Well, Job didn't know that there was an enemy. Job didn't have authority over the enemy. Satan was the ruler of the world during that time. And Job was actually, it happened before the books were written. Job didn't know. But what did God do at the end of it? Gave him double portion of what he had before. Blessed him. Because that's the end result. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, you know, we know that scripture. We talk about it. God has plans to prosper you. He wants to give you an expected end. This is what he wants for you in your life, in everyday life. I don't want to live in a curse. So if you ever feel like, man, good night, it doesn't seem like anything that I set my hand to. It just seems like nothing prospers. Nothing goes right. My car's breaking down. I every time I wash it, it rains. Bird poops all on it and stuff. It's like, what is going on? I said, like, that's part of the curse. The bird poop is not in the Bible, though, but you understand the gist of it. It seems like nothing is going right in your life. Why? That's the curse. And even though Jesus has blessed us, we can still operate through the curse because we disobey God and because the laws of sowing and reaping. God doesn't want that for us. He wants you blessed. He wants you living in that blessing. You know, David talked about, you know, my cup overflows with blessings. God doesn't fill it up halfway. It's overflowing. And sometimes people will look at that, well, I'm going to just take this and then it's for me. Well, God didn't just give you that, even though your cup is like this and it's overflowing. You're taking what you're taking your cut and you're putting a cap on it and saying, God, I'm going to limit you. I'm going to limit you from blessing me even more. I'm just going to take what I need for me and my family, and then that's it. He didn't give that to you. He gave you a big old cup, one of those big old Stanley cups, right? Who has a Stanley cup around here? Yeah, well, those things are heavy, man. You got to be a bodybuilder to lift those up. I seen a video of a guy who was just kind of imitating his wife and stuff, and he comes out with one of those big old water bottles and like those big old jugs and trash can or something like that. Here's my Stanley cup. See, God wants to fill that up and not just fill it up, overflow. Overflow with love, overflow with compassion, overflow with kindness, overflow with joy. He wants to overflow that, all of that. That's what he's given you. On an everyday life, he wants you operating in the blessing. We don't always have to look broken, busted up, and disgusted. Lord, I'm just suffering for you. No, you don't have to do that in order to grow closer to God. There's going to be times where that may happen. But I'll tell you what, the reason why most people are always broken is because they're not listening to the Lord. God had to break me to listen. That's what, well, just listen. Cut to the chase. Just listen. Listen to what he's telling you. Because why? There's blessings for obedience, and there's curses for disobedience. God never had to break a person if you weren't listening. Genesis 12:1-3, it says, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. You know, a few months ago, I said I had three words, but I stopped. I said, I'm not going to say it. I don't know if y'all remember that, but there's three words. I got three words for you. Three words that will stop God's plan for your life. And there could be a whole lot of other three words, but that's the three words that I had in my spirit. Three words. But their family. That'll stop God's planning for your life. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household. Go from. But my dad is telling me I'm supposed to be doing this, and I'm supposed to take over the family business, and I'm supposed to do that. And the Lord told you to go. Sometimes we may not understand this, but God wants to prosper you. And sometimes your family will keep you from fully receiving what God has for you because they know you best. They know how to make digs at you. They know how to get under your skin, your family. My brother knows how to get under my skin. They know how to do that. And I know how to do that to them. They know you best. Your family will do that, but their family. And you'll see throughout the Bible, God will sometimes remove them to get them to what he's called them to do. Because you know why? Because this is what he has for them. And when they're with their family, they're right here. All of this is what God has for them. But if they stay with their family based upon the Lord telling them to go, this is the life they're going to live. You know, sometimes God will remove you from, I heard an expression before, it's really good, that God will remove you from a table because of the fact is he heard those conversations that they were having when you weren't there. Well, why would God remove me from certain situations? Because they had plans to destroy you. They had plans to hurt you, and his plan is to prosper you. So he's got to have to remove you from those tables so that you can fully flourish. And sometimes people don't like that. But see, I've already settled in my heart. In my heart, God, I want what you want for me. I lived that life where I wanted what I wanted for myself. Didn't turn out well. I want what he wants for me. And when you decide to want what God wants for you, you'll stop living that life right there. And then you'll take the cap off. And the more he continues to grow you in your faith and in your trust and your confidence in him, the more you're going to be able to receive from him. Revelation, that knowledge, the love, the joy, certain things come across your path, it won't even be able to touch you. Why? Because he's divinely protecting you. Not everyone in your boat is for you. So get with people that are actually for you. I just choose not to sit at a table who people plot against me. I'm good. God bless you. You have a good day. I'm going to have a good day. I will pray for you. But I'm not going there. Verse 2. He says, I will make you into a great nation. This is God's promise to Abram. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Abram means exalted father. And when God has changed his name to Abraham, it now takes on the promise of what he has said. He's the father of many nations. And see, God gave him this vision. It's like, you know, your descendants are going to be like the sands of the seashore. Look up in the sky. Look, as many stars as there is out there, that's how your descendants are going to be. You're going to be a great nation. See, if Abram would have stuck with his family, no descendants in that sense. Not like that. He wouldn't have been the father of many nations because he would have been doing his own thing, doing what his family wanted him to do and all that other stuff. I said, it wouldn't have been. We wouldn't have been here because Jesus came out of the line of Abraham. There's always a bigger plan with God. And he will always do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or imagine. If you just give it to him and say, God, let it go. I'm taking the limits off of you. Whatever you want from me, I'm taking the limits off of you. And let's roll. Let's go. Roll with him. He's got your back. He's got your front. And he's got your side. Roll with him. Lord, I want what you want for me today. It's going to be an exciting journey from here until Jesus comes back or until you go home and be with the Lord if he should tarry. An exciting time. You don't have to be down and out all the time. God's way will always be bigger and better than what we can ever imagine. And all of Abraham had to do was believe. The scripture says that Abraham believed in God and it was counted to him as righteousness in his faith. You're going to have descendants. I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you famous. And I will, and you will be a blessing to others. All Abraham had to do was believe. God was going to do the rest. Just believe. He's going to set certain things up to happen. Just believe. That's not hard to do, is it? To believe God? I believe in your word, Lord. If we get to the place to where we can value his word over everyone else's, life is easy. Somebody comes with something. Nope, I'm good. Why? It isn't what God wants for me. See how easy that is? It should be easy. They might push back a little more, but no, I'm good. Why? I've already prayed about it. Lord, is this something that you want for me? No. All right. Can't do it. What? I'm not going to say. Some people like to. How many people like to barter out here? Y'all like to barter? Y'all like to go to dealerships and stuff and barter and try to get them down at the lowest dollar and stuff? I used to do that, but my credit was so jacked up, I look stupid doing it. What are you trying to barter for? You don't have any credit. I didn't know you're supposed to live through life with credit. What? What is that? But now I understand it, and I understand who I am. When I want something and I prayed over it, I go and get it. I don't have to barter. This is the price I want. This is what we're going to get. That's it. Why? Because you understand who you are. Because the blessing lives. You're operating in the blessing, not the curse. It's hard to be a blessing when you don't have anything to give. If you don't have any love to give, it's hard to bless other people with love. If you don't have any knowledge and revelation knowledge of his word, you can't give. You can't give that to anyone else. You can't share what you've learned in life when you haven't learned anything in life. You can't share the word of God if you don't know the word of God. You can't share and believe and pray for people or command healing to come into people's lives if you don't know that God is a healer, that Jesus is a healer, and he's still healing today. If you don't have any money to give, it's hard to be a blessing, to sow into other people's lives. If you have wisdom, you have knowledge on relationships, you can share that and pour that into other people. Why? Because you're blessed to be a blessing. In verse 3, it says, I will bless those who what? Bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on the earth will be blessed through you. So every person that came across Abraham's path, every person that blessed him, God blessed them. But God doesn't want you to have blessing. He just said it right there. Every person that chooses to bless you, they will be blessed. That's why you go out doing good. Bless them. And every person who curses you, he would treat them with contempt. Be a blessing, not a curse. Choose to be a blessing. Choose to walk in the blessing. I know some people aren't batting 1,000, but here's the thing. It's okay. You get another turn. Choose to be a blessing, right? Why wouldn't you want to bless the children of Abraham? Because that's sowing and reaping at its finest. Bless those and you will be blessed. God will curse those who treat you with contempt. Those who speak evil of you, God will curse. That was part of the law. All the families of the earth will be blessed through Abraham, who will later be Abram, through Abram, and will later be Abraham. There's a lot more scripture in the Bible that talks about being blessed. There's a lot. The blessing. Jesus talks about, you know, blessed are those who are poor in spirit or what have you, in the Beatitudes in Matthew. He talks about all that stuff, and we'll get into that maybe next week. But the blessing he's called you to live in is for your everyday life. That's not once a week. That's not once a month, once a year. You can walk in that blessing every single day of your life. Even when things are coming against you, you can choose to walk in it. Wait a minute. I'm the head and not the tail. I like this one version that if you have that on the message, if we have that on the message, but not yet, but it talked about you are the top dog in Deuteronomy 28 when it talks about the blessings for obedience. It says you are the top dog, not the underdog. The world's, our society will root for the underdog. God is saying you're the top dog and you stay at the top because every single day of your life, When you wake up in the morning, you're starting from a place of victory, not defeat. You're the top dog. The blessing came through Abraham and all the way to Jesus and to us. So we have no right, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to walk around on earth in anything other than the blessing of God. You have no right to be walking in a curse. If you've given your life to Jesus, you made him your Lord and Savior. He has became a curse for you. He redeemed you from the curse of the law. You have no right to be walking in the curse. You're supposed to be walking in the blessing. Somebody's saying, why am I walking? Why does it feel like I'm under a curse? Speak it out. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, sometimes you just got to get out and do. Sometimes actions will speak louder than words. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, the curse of your towns. This is some of the curses in there. The curse of your towns and fields being cursed, your fruit basket and bread boards that were cursed. Okay. The offspring of your herds and flocks were cursed. Wherever you go and whatever you do will be cursed. These curses are because of disobedience. See why it's important to place what God says and what he wants for us above what other people want? Some people may not want you to be living up here because they're too busy in competition and they want to keep you down here. Uh-uh. God bless you. But I want what he wants for me. I'm going to have what he says that I can have, and I'm going to do what he says that I can do. Everything that you set your hand to will be blessed. Jesus redeemed you from the curse. And here's it in Galatians 3, it says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, curses everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are his believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. And since Jesus has rescued us from the curse, why would we want to spend any time in it? Sickness is a curse. Disease is a curse. Being broke, busted up, and disgusted, that's a curse. Not being able to pay your bills on time, you're living in a curse. Operating in hatred and anger and bitterness and all that, that's part of that curse junk. That cursed life. Jesus took our place. He took the curse that was pronounced by the law for disobedience to God. And through the crucifixion of Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised Abraham. And what was that? I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you famous. And you will be a blessing to other people. It isn't just for you. Stop taking your cup and then saying, it's mine. Take the lid off. Allow it to overflow so it can spill on over to other people. And if you think that and believe that, everything that you set your hand to never, ever bring a bad result if you believe in that. Just take your time. Start today. Take your time. You know what? Everything I set my hand to is blessed. Everything. We talk about failures in the body of Christ, but Jesus doesn't talk much about failure. God didn't talk much about failures and that stuff, even though we can see it, how they failed because they were disobedient. If you're obedient to God, you're not going to fail. I don't want to make that an extreme or something like that, but I'm just saying. Some of the time, the hardest times in our life was when we're not listening to the Lord. We're just trying to do our own thing. And we get frustrated. Our faith, we're flustered. And this is when God breaks us because we weren't obedient. I just vow to be obedient. I just choose to be obedient to God, regardless if it ticks people off or not. Why? I lived that disobedient life and it wasn't good. It wasn't fruitful. I was the underdog. Now we get to be the top dog. Call it in. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you that everything I set my hand to, it prospers. I thank you, Lord, for that wife that I was looking for. I thank you, Lord, for my husband coming across my path, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that our children are blessed. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to have a house full of children, Lord. I thank you that I've got the seed to sow whatever you want me to sow, Lord. I thank you for it because you are just thanking him for what he's already given you. He's already blessed you with it. So start thanking him for it. I thank you that my crops, when I put seed in the ground, I thank you that I get a 30, 60, 100-fold return. I expect it. Some people say, no, you're not supposed to expect. I get what they're saying, but I'm just confident in what God's word says. I expect the Lord to show up in this place. I expect to hear from him when I'm in my quiet time with him, when I'm reading the word. I expect to hear from him, not just in my quiet time, but when I'm driving. I expect to hear from him when I'm in my office. I expect to hear from him everywhere I go when I'm going on road trips, Lord. I expect that. Whatever he wants to show me, I'm down for. Turn your expectancies up. I expect. Lord, as soon as I say, you guys check your baggage today? Some of y'all brought some baggage in. We're going to have Tom and Joe get your baggage in. Some people got some baggage. It's like Louis Vuitton, nice little luggage, but it's carrying so much drama and sin in your bag, and it's all nice and gifted in a Louis Vuitton. Tom is just going to spiritually be like, poof. That's what we're going to do with your baggage. You know where that's going? It's going to land as far as the east is from the west. So has your sin been removed from you. Why? God doesn't want you living in baggage because he'd rather have you in the blessing. We get so focused on our sin or what have you, and he's like, you don't have to do that. Leave it out there. And we'll just, we got the best baggage handlers ever. Now, if it was in a natural, we'd probably be the worst. Launching your stuff off from the plane. But God wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to be a blessing to people. So what baggage are you carrying? Do you have this woe is me attitude? Because he wants to heal you. He loves you. But you don't have to have a woe is me attitude in order for him to hear you. He says, come what? Boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly so that you may obtain mercy. Come boldly. You don't have to play the victim. Come boldly. He can hear you. I like the story of a minister that talks about how he was getting ready for a message and he didn't have anything. And it was like Saturday night. And it was like, Lord, he started kind of crying a little bit. I says, I just want to, can you help me with this? And the Lord said, what are you doing? He goes, I need a message. He goes, how did I tell you to come to me? He says, come boldly. He says, well, then come boldly. He goes, all right then. And then before he can say it, he started writing stuff down because the Lord gave it to him. It's like, we don't have to play that part with God. Sometimes we'll play it with people because we want to gain sympathy, but we don't have to do it with God. You come boldly. Come boldly. He will hear you. Come boldly. He's redeemed you from the curse. Now check this out on the blessing. Deuteronomy 28, this is the message. He says, if you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily open all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flock, God's blessings on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming, God's blessing in your going out, coming in and going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God, your God, has given you. God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you, if you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he has shown you. All the peoples on earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. God will lavish you with good things. Not evil things, good things. Children from your womb, offspring from your animals, and crops from your land. The land that God promised your ancestors that he would give you. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. God will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the underdog. As you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commands of God, your God, that I am commanding you today. Don't swerve an inch to the right or left from the words that I command you today by going off, following, and worshiping other gods. Now, if you read all this before, and I'm pretty sure everyone probably has, there's a lot more curses than there are blessings. But we don't want to focus on curses. Why? Because you're obedient, right? We're obedient to God. He's already redeemed us from the curse of the law. So those don't matter in your life. The curse doesn't matter. The blessing does. When you're blessed, you can say, this is what I want to do with this. Why? Because you're blessed. When you're cursed, you're like, oh, I don't know if I can get this today. Because I don't have enough. God has given you more than enough. Why? Because you're blessed. You're blessed to be a blessing to others. It's quiet in here. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Call it out. Lord, I thank you for this. What is it you want? You don't have to be shy about that. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for what I prayed for. I think I receive it by faith. I thank you for it. Make sure it's according to his word and not your own fleshly desires or what have you. His word. I want what you want for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed to be a blessing. No one can stop you from being blessed but yourself, because you choose to walk in the curse. You choose to walk in the blessing. That's your choice. Every single day you have that choice. He said, I place before you what? Life and death, blessings and curses, you what? You choose. So choose this day. I'm going to walk in a blessing. Regardless of what I see, regardless of what comes at me, I'm going to choose the blessing over the curse. Yes, I may have had a bad moment in my life. Yes, I may have had a bad 10 minutes right here or a bad 20 minutes, but that doesn't have to dictate the rest of my day. You're going to have bad moments in life. But it doesn't have to dictate the rest of your week. It doesn't have to dictate the rest of the year. Oh, I've had a bad year. What? Well, so-and-so back then. That was just one time. That was just one day. That was for, don't allow somebody to steal 30 seconds. I said, steal the rest of your life over 30 seconds of ignorance. You got to live. Life's too short. You got to live. Some people aren't for you. Let them go. If they're not, let them go. Bless them. Some people are. Come on in. Pick them up. Protect your circle. Get around people that are going to lift you up, that have the same vision for you that God has for you. And you have the same vision for them that God has for them. And you're building each other up. Now, who's been experiencing a curse in their life? Just a show of hands. It's nothing to be ashamed about because I was there before. Choose this day who you're going to walk with. Life is just about a series of choices. Choose this day who you're going to walk with. Every single day. And anyone who doesn't want to walk with you that way, let them go. Pray for them. Arrivederci. Hasta luego. Adios, muchacha. How do you say bye in German? Huh? You don't know? Anybody know? How do you say goodbye in German? Say it. Who said it? I didn't hear it, but go ahead. That, what he said. You can get it in many different languages. I said, but it doesn't mean that you can't still walk with God and still love them or what have you from a distance. It just means that what God has for you is different from what they want for you. I want you to flourish. We're here. That's capped. But when you stop, you remove the limitations off of God and not allow anybody else to put a cap on you, you're going to flourish. Amen. Father God, we thank you for everyone here. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed them to be a blessing to other people. We thank you for the choices that we make every single day. And Lord, and we chose to make you our Lord and Savior. And if there's anyone here who's never made that decision, they've never chosen Jesus to make him your Lord and Savior, and you want to do that today for the first time, raise your hand and we will pray with you. Thank you, Lord. They all know you. They all are yours. And we just ask that you continue to bless them and that you continue to watch over them. And you continue to help guide them and lead them into the right decisions that they will make every day of their life. And we thank you for the abundance of joy and peace that they have in their life. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I won't say it. I thought I had a word for you. I won't say it. I'll save it for later. You may stand. Hallelujah. Be that blessing. Who are you going to bless this week? Or are you just going to take it for yourself? Just choose one person. Lord, show me who do I need to bless this week. Doesn't matter what it is. Just to give an encouraging word. A hug. A handshake. A smile. Who do I need to bless this week? And just ask the Lord. It could be something every single day throughout. But be a blessing. If you got to share your faith, share your faith. And that is good. If you need to get them born again, you don't need to bring them to church. You know how to do it. Lead them to Jesus. And then bring them. But there's somebody that you need to bless. Go out there and do it. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go. Y'all have a great week. Wednesday night, 6:30.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.